Can you tell me about your daughter's diabetic comas?
Yes, they are, well, the two most significant and the most terrifying aspects of her diabetes. I should say that we've learned a lot about children's diabetes from other children as well. Tom's got a friend whose cousin is diabetic, and Tasha's met up with her, and they've had a good moan together about blood sugars and what they don't like doing, what they do like doing, and they send each other's letters with needles sticking in their bottoms and I hate diabetes and things like that written across them, which is great because, you know, why shouldn't they? And that's, they can say that to each other and they really understand what, in a way, other people can't. So that's really positive. But that particular little girl just falls off the back of chairs and things in comas. She's been taken from school to by ambulance to hospital on a very regular basis. She's got very brittle control through no fault of her own, just a metabolic thing. So Tasha's got together with her and learnt, we know what can happen there, that things can change very dramatically. She made a friend over the internet initially with a little girl called Natasha, and she was absolutely thrilled. Thought it was really spooky because this girl was called Natasha. She had diabetes. She had another brother or same age, or and she'd been diagnosed at the same time. All these sort of marvellous coincidences that kept them friends for weeks. And then, of course, you might imagine the children are. She moved on. And they both moved on. And since then, she's been on a diabetic holiday, which is a great idea. But she was very resistant the first time it was suggested. She said, why would I want to go on a diabetic holiday? Why would I want to be with other diabetics? Why would I want to talk about diabetes? You know, isn't it enough that I have to do as much as I have to do? And I totally supported that, which was in my ignorance, actually, because I'd felt like that about support groups. I thought, for God's sake, you know, why would I want to spend any more time thinking about diabetes? But that was a very unhelpful. My brother has said all along I should join the support group, and I should have done. And I should have been more encouraging instead of Natasha reinforcing my own views on the sod diabetes campaign. I should have seen the benefits. But she did come round herself the next time, just saying, well, it might, you know, it's always doing all this marvellous canoeing and stuff. So, you know, even though it's a diabetes thing, perhaps I might be prepared to go. And she did, and had a fantastic time and made friends with another three or four kids quite closely. And they all have different problems and different things that they love and hate. And they all came to stay here, and it was utterly hysterical if anyone had looked through the window, because come tea time there was five of us shooting up in various parts of our anatomy, surrounded by all the paraphernalia and giggling like mad and comparing our blood sugars and taunting each other because they were too high or too low or something, just generally teasing each other and getting on with it. And that was a good thing. That was great fun and helped her along the road, I think.